This evening, we're the theme for this time here with the readings and then the song and then a brief message really is forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. We're working our way around that hexagon, and that's on the bottom level, Father, the Father forgives, and I'll mention that too in my message here tonight. Our first reading, though, is from Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 through 14. The thing that ties all these together is the forgiveness of sins. And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. And then another reference to the forgiveness of sins found in Romans chapter 3, verses 22 through 25. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation. The word there, propitiation, could be as a substitute by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins.